To the best of our knowledge, somewhere in Iraq, Saddam Hussein is waiting for his day in court. There is still a lot to be decided, such as where his trial will take place, when, and under whose jurisdiction. One thing is fairly certain, though, he's going to need a lawyer. In the past few days, at least two people have emerged to claim that honor. The highest profile is French lawyer Jacques Vergès. He claims to have received a letter from Saddam's nephew retaining him as legal counsel for the deposed dictator. Vergès' past clients include Carlos the Jackal and Nazi war criminal Klaus Barbie. Joining us now to talk about the state of Saddam's defense and the business of defending those accused of war crimes in general is David Sheffer, visiting law professor at Georgetown, former ambassador on war crimes under President Clinton. He joins us from the Naval War College in Newport, Rhode Island. Thanks very much for joining us today.
Hi, thank you. It's very good to be with you.
What can you tell us about Mr. Vergès?
Well, what I can tell you is that he certainly has a notorious past as a defense counsel, and that should not actually be credited against him. Many defense counsels are flamboyant in our society as well as internationally. And there is a very small bar out there that has taken to a specialized form of practice in defense of alleged war criminals. So it shouldn't be surprising that someone of his character and notoriety steps forward, particularly at the request of the family itself. But it will be interesting to see whether or not he uses his skills of politicizing the defense of his client to an extent that will, in fact, perhaps work against his client once it gets into the courtroom in front of what will be predominantly, if not entirely, Iraqi judges for the Special Tribunal for Iraq.
Now, it's not entirely clear that Mr. Vergès will actually represent Saddam. The Associated Press reports the Jordanian Bar Association claims to have hundreds of lawyers ready to volunteer for his defense team, not to mention several specific lawyers challenging Vergès' claim specifically. Is this type of legal confusion? I guess there's no case that is precedent for the Saddam Hussein case.
Well, I don't know about there not being a precedent for it. I'd have to think about that, because we certainly have had lots of different types of proceedings around the world, but particularly in recent years before international tribunals, international criminal tribunals or hybrid tribunals, where we're very confident of how the procedures will be recognized by the various participants, both prosecutor and defense. And I suppose the closest parallel, of course, in most people's mind is the Milosevic trial, where he, in fact, is representing himself. But there are lawyers that the judges have approved to stand in to represent his interests when they consider it necessary that those interests be represented by lawyers, or that lawyers speak in the interest of Mr. Milosevic. When it comes to Saddam Hussein, however, it can be a very different situation, because the court in Iraq, in fact, will not be an international court. It will be an Iraqi court which has the possibility of bringing international advisors in, of having international personnel in the courtroom, but only at the request and with the permission of the Iraqi judges or the Iraqi prosecutor. Now, this does not prevent Mr. Saddam Hussein from having foreign legal assistance, but he's also going to have Iraqi lawyers at the table with him. So at some point, all of that's going to have to be coordinated.
And we just have a few seconds left, but Mr. Vergès has already said he would try to subpoena American officials to testify. So if he's indeed involved in the defense, you'd expect a political defense.
Well, and he's already said this he's made some remarks about the Bush administration, about what President Bush has said about Saddam Hussein's presumed guilt, according to mm-hmm. the president. So, yes, he's already on that war path. But, you know, I wouldn't be too intimidated by this. Milosevic has been railing against us for years, you know, both outside and now inside the Yugoslav Tribunal, and justice proceeds.
David Sheffer, thank you so much.
Thank you.
David Sheffer at Georgetown University, former ambassador on war crimes under President Clinton. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.